Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on important news and events taking place at the Nebraska State Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
It's been very busy at the Capitol. Joining me is Nate Gross. He's the policy director at NFA. Nate, we've spent a lot of days down at the Capitol this week. LB 209 has been on the agenda more than once.
This week was a huge week for the pro-life movement in Nebraska because Senator Albright's pro-life bill, LB 209, came up for debate, and it's been a little bit of a roller coaster, but thankfully, we're glad to report that the bill is still alive. It will be debated again and hopefully voted on this upcoming Tuesday. So this started on Monday. The bill was debated for the first time, and senators, after spending 3 hours debating the bill, moved on without taking a vote, and then came up again a second time on Wednesday for an additional 2.5 hours, and the legislature adjourned before concluding debate. And so we are very happy to report that a lot of pro-life senators were speaking very strongly in support of this bill, and we are optimistic that there is a path forward for LB 209 to pass first round this upcoming Tuesday.
We are excited that there is a forward path, and this is just common sense legislation. This is simply giving a woman a second choice at life if she should take the first abortion pill.
It's so critical. We want to make sure that every woman has informed consent and is given a second chance to choose life.
So please follow us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date. You can find out more about the abortion pill reversal process at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. On Thursday, we celebrated the National Day of Prayer right inside the state capitol. We were joined with senators, the attorney general, civic and faith leaders. It was a wonderful, wonderful time of prayer and a way to conclude the week before senators recessed.
It was a great way to finish this week. It's always special when you can spend dedicated time united in prayer with fellow Nebraskans and also elected leaders, just thanking God for his blessings and praying. We would be a state where God is honored, that marriages and families thrive, and life is cherished and protected.
Until next week, thank you for joining us for the Capitol Buzz.
Thanks for listening to the Capitol Buzz, brought to you by Nebraska Family Alliance and the generosity of this radio station. For more information on issues impacting you and your family, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues impacting your family, freedom, and life.